Rural America Report with Ed Martin.
Welcome back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Time to check in with my old friend, Hal Schirdlip. Of course, Hal Schirdlip, famous. We talk about him a lot here. CampConstitution.net. I think he'd like when I say that. That's what he's really famous for. He gets these young people together. They get to a camp. They're taught about by the best people about the Constitution, about our America, why it's wonderful to love it. Camp Constitution this year is July 14th through the 19th. That's a Sunday through Friday. Go to CampConstitution.net and you can check out more. Of course, Hal is known. He's also litigated cases to the Supreme Court to protect religious liberty and freedom of speech and freedom of association and everything else. And in this case, he sent an email out to his list. I assume it was to his list. And it made me immediately jump on it and email him because of the topic. So first of all, Hal, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
again.
No, always a pleasure. Hal, this email, it is a, what, 20-year-old? Tell us what it is. It's a fascinating audio clip of a famous lefty loony now when he wasn't so lefty. So walk us through this.
Yeah, well, Joe Scarborough, he was a congressman from Florida. And when he was first elected, it was, what, 94, 96? I think it was 94. He was a very principled anti-establishment Republican. And he didn't even go along with some of the stuff that Newt Gingrich was pushing. He co-sponsored a bill that Ron Paul authored to get us out of the UN. He was very pro-life. There was a couple of pro-life bills that he was pushing, even to protect. I think one of the bills was to criminalize if there was a murder of a pregnant woman, that baby would also be considered she was pregnant. And that would be obviously at the federal level, not the state level.
Right, right.
So, and now he's – it was interesting because – in 1996, he was the guest speaker at a John Birch Society council dinner in California. And he's talking, you know, he's making reference to a man in the audience. His name is Walt Ruckel from Florida and his wife. They were big. He's not on the staff. He was a council member at the time,
right,
at John Birch Society, and no doubt a big supporter of him. Just obviously, he was probably the man that invited Scarborough to the event.
Right.
And you're listening to Scarborough, and I said, is this the same guy that we see on MSNBC's The Morning Joe? And yeah. I mean, he understood what was right and wrong. He understood the problem. He wouldn't have been at that meeting if he was just some kind of nominal conservative who doesn't know up from down and just votes the way the party votes, wants him to vote. And what was interesting, too, is that Brzezinski, speaking of Brzezinski,
yep,
was one of the top deep staters of his time. That's even before the term deep state was used. He was the founder of the Trilateral Commission.
Right.
He was a close associate of Rockefeller. He was a Council on Foreign Relations member.
Yeah, and yeah, on and on. Yeah, yeah. Well, Mika Brzezinski, she comes by her opposition to America, as you say, at least genetically. I mean, she Scarborough,
oh, yes.
Scarborough obviously. But I mean, think about this, Hal. Again, Hal Schirdlip is our guest, and he's a longtime activist, conservative leader, CampConstitution.net. I always point out Sam Blumenfeld's archive is housed there with them as a phenomenally important writer. But, you know, besides the fact that Scarborough is an opportunist and once he was out of office, he reverted to whatever this is and he wants to, you know, he's married to this woman now and all that. But, you know, it's 1996. This is not 1966. It's 1996. And he's at a JBS, a John Birch Society event. That's not mild. Even then you'd take a ration of heat from the press. They'd say, oh, boy, this is your, you know, you're with the conservatives that believe X, Y, Z. I mean, you know,
right.
He's, I think, you know, if we discovered that somebody who had not admitted that they were totally soulless like him, a liberal might get in real trouble if they were say, oh, you're at a JBS meeting. I mean, it's not, again, it's not going to the National Right to Life meeting or the NRA banquet. These are hardcore, you know, conservatives who are fearless about it. And there he is.
Well, what's interesting is I think what prompted me to write that article, it's on our blog, and I posted a link to the video. It was an audio, and I converted it into a YouTube video. So you don't get him speaking at the podium. You know, you don't get a footage. You just get the audio and his pictures throughout the video. I think it's only maybe 30 minutes long. But he was defending Biden's State of the Union. I call it Hate of the Union, Yell Fest.
Right.
Not State of the Union. I mean, talk about gaslighting. That's a typical example. We all saw this man. We all saw how he was heckled and he gave in to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm glad he did. And he was fumbling and bumbling and yelling. It was a disgrace. Anyone, any third party just sitting there, you know, critiquing a speech would say, who the heck is this guy? How did he get on in the contest here? You know,
he's
disqualified.
Right.
And yet he's defending him. I thought, my goodness, how could any, even a moderate? Now Scarborough left the Republican Party. He really hated Trump. In August of 16, he's, oh, we need to replace him. He's a disaster. So he hated Trump from day one. But the bottom line, you could dislike Trump, but how in the world can you praise Biden?
Well, and Hal, that's exactly right. But again, we're not surprised. It's just worth pointing out to people, you know, when you know who says it, you know a lot about what they're saying and what it means. You know, as you point out that, Scarborough was a congressman when it was convenient. He was very conservative. And in this case, really on point. I mean, you know, he's and fighting against the stuff that now his wife, and again, people can marry somebody that they disagree with earlier in their life. I'm not judging that part. I'm saying when he defends Biden, like he did, it's just so embarrassing. And you want to be like, wait, back here, you were actually speaking in a sane way. By the way, you just said, Hal, that it's on your blog. Where is that? On campconstitution.net or where?
Yes. Yeah. Campconstitution.net. You'll find it. But if you just go to our YouTube channel, Camp Constitution, and you do a search, you know, just put in Joe Scarborough's speech at a John Birch Society meeting, or just put in Joe Scarborough, it should come right up.
Okay. And, okay.
I just posted it about a month ago, not too long ago.
Campconstitution.net is the website, and you can get to most of those places through there and do a search. I'll put a link up on, Hal, how do you think the fight against the, you know, sort of globalists is going? I know it feels like there's a lot of energy opposing it, but, you know, last week there were some Polish friends of mine, patriots from Poland, and they were in Washington, D.C. area because the European Union, we didn't even notice, they passed 267 amendments, the European Union did, unanimously. And when they were done passing these amendments, if they pass them, they have to be ratified now. They will basically, you know, strengthen the EU to the point that it's more like a super state than it is a confederation of states. And I kind of shook my head and thought, we think we're winning because we're finally paying attention to the fact that there's these threats, but the march is on all around us.
Well, all I can say is that God is on the throne, and we just have to keep on keeping on, get opportunities wherever they are. But, you know, we're seeing some people get elected that you would never expect in South America, you know, dismantling El Salvador. You've got from one of the most violent and dangerous countries in the world to I think it's safer in El Salvador than definitely Chicago. I think he's telling the migrants to come back to El Salvador, where it's a whole lot safer than Chicago. So, but I know that I think it was, I'm quoting Robert Welch, who was the founder of the John Birch Society, not directly quoting, but he said something to the effect that the insiders would be running naked to the finish line. In other words, they, in order for them to obtain the true objective, they have to show themselves, and that's what they're doing.
Hal Shurtleff is our guest again, campconstitution.net. Hal, give me a 1 minute or so on the camp, on Camp Constitution, and tell people what to do to get their young people there. And it's not sold out yet, is it? Sometimes it sells out so quick.
It's getting there, but we also have a ladies retreat and a weekend retreat coming up. Weekend retreat's in late September. Ladies retreat is second week in April. And all of them are in New Hampshire. But it's actually a family camp. It's not just for, say, children. We do have unaccompanied children, but we also have full families, mom, dad, even in-laws come. And it runs from July 14th to the 19th. You can go to our website, and there's an application there. If you have any questions, just contact us. And if you're coming from long distances, we can pick you up at airports and drop you back off. We do our best to accommodate as many people as we can.
All right. Well, now that you threatened me about my mother-in-law coming, I don't know what I'm going to do. You don't contact people's mother-in-law automatically and tell them, do you want to come, do you?
Well, no, we don't. We'll put her in a separate room. How's that?
Maybe a separate key, yeah, a separate cabin. All right. Hal Shurtleff, thank you for sending it out. I'll put up on social media the link to this Joe Scarborough speech, really lengthy speech on how conservative he is, how much he opposes the Trilateral Commission, everything else. He's fighting against all the bad stuff. And now, years later, he's defending Biden, married to one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission's daughters. And here we are. The swamp gets swampier. So thanks very much, Hal. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. God bless.
God bless you. And we'll take a break and be right back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Back in a moment.